Reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 20 to 26. Blessings and woes. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." This is the word of God. Well, this passage is quite a favorite one. Many of us have known of it well since our youth. It is frequently used, and perhaps it's hard for us to fully grasp and understand. Our current prevailing myth, I would imagine, is if something's good, more is better, and we all go rushing after the more. However, we all know that a sleep in once in a way is good, but if we spend all day in bed, we just have a sleepless night or two after it, and heaps of things were left undone or not enjoyed. The same thing seems to happen in our society. Those who think that more is good don't really gain happiness through amassing more. Often it brings its own realm of troubles after it. A couple of weeks ago here in Auckland, where I live, the Quakers had their annual lecture, and the speaker was an ex-politician married to a farmer, and this was the theme of her talk, the economy of enough, that we actually do have enough. If we have enough, we are blessed, we are lucky. If we have more than enough, perhaps we should be sharing it with others or in a different way. The speaker put it all very well, and I won't recount it all here, but that's the principle, the economy of enough, the expansionary policy we've had politically and economically and socially since perhaps the time of the 1930s depression is exploiting too many people and too many resources and ruining many things in the process. However, Jesus, as portrayed in Luke's gospel, has great compassion for the poor, for the hungry, for those who are sad and weeping, immense compassion for them. And when years ago in my youth when I learnt Greek, the one who taught us said that word we translate happily as blessed was more like lucky good fortune. He says we've put additional meanings into the word blessed that perhaps aren't there or weren't there in the Greek of that day. However, blessed, we could perhaps talk about it as sacred. Sacred are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Sacred are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Those who are well off tend to trust in themselves, and they become righteous and despise others. Rich also sometimes tend to become arrogant, and they become the powerful who abuse their power. These are the unfortunate sides, or the lack of blessedness when people have too much. Also, people tend to place themselves outside the range of God's grace, outside the need to rely on that gift of life and the source of life, God, our loving, author, originator, parent, source of all sorts of surprises. There's a lovely story I used to tell years ago about the boy who asked his mother to give him an extra biscuit in his pack and an extra long drink because he was going off to find God. And he walked a long way to the very end of the road and went to the park. And he went and sat on the bench beside a very old lady who smiled at him. So he went off, he left his pack there, went off and played on the swings till he was exhausted and came back, opened his pack, and the lady smiled at him. And he had a drink and started one of the biscuits, but the lady didn't have one. So he shared some of his biscuit with her, and she smiled again. And then he went away off and played on the hurdy-gurdy until then he was tired and came back and repeated that same event of sharing his biscuit with the old lady. Then when he got home, his mother said to him, "Well, did you find God?" And the boy said, "Yes, and she's a very old lady in the park." And the old lady, when she got home, she was living with her son, who was sometimes quite crotchety with the old lady. And he said, "Mother, you look so happy. What happened today?" And she said, "I met God today, and I hadn't realized how young he was. This is the God, the source of life within all of us, and within those who are poor, who are grieving, who are lost, who need a little bit of the extra, and who remind us that we who have so much need to keep thinking of others and praising God as we have the opportunity to do so."